Today's show is brought to you by Ebby, a seamless underwear membership co-founded by actress and entrepreneur Sofia Vergara.
Ebby is a flawless, seamless underwear brand for women to lead empowered lives in. Unleash your power and lift up other women in undies you'll be obsessed with.
The idea of an underwear membership keeps your underwear drawer fresh and helps fund cyclical microfinance loans for women around the world.
Underwear is essential. Women empowering each other is essential. We see undies and empowerment as the ultimate pair.
Ebbies are effortless and smooth. Their no-slip grip keeps everything in place, prevents slipping down or riding up. No panty lines ever. Seamless panties that form to your body like a second skin.
Cotton lining to keep your lady parts healthy. Body glorifying fits and styles and sizes extra small to 4X.
By joining Ebby, you will have access to exclusive members-only offers, free shipping, limited edition prints, and weekly power tips on confidence, getting shit done, and living your best life.
When you choose to join Ebby, you get to wear the absolute best while empowering women out of poverty and into business. How badass is that? With a loan as small as $90, a woman can transform her life, lift her family out of poverty, and build a stronger community. When she pays her loan back, the loan becomes available for another woman.
We are fiercely committed to a positive impact on repeat. So get your butt in here and join our membership or shop Ebby Seamless Panties now at shop.join-ebby.com with our special 20% off promo code MOMS20.
Again, that is shop.join-eby.com, promo code MOMS20 for 20% off your first order.
Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast.
Now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson.
Two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers! Hey, Dodson.
Morning, Briggs.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah. You look great. I love that collar on you.
Thank you. I know. I got the little pea green or whatever.
It looks really good on you.
How do you say that color? Chartreuse.
Puke green? Diarrhea?
Well, thanks. Okay.
Well, no, but it's beautiful on you.
Welcome to the diarrhea shirt show. It's something different, and I like different.
I love you.
So, thanks.
I love it.
Good.
I love it.
Yeah, well, I love you, too.
I just thanks meant to say I love it on you.
I know. You said that on accident.
I do love you, though.
I know, but we don't do that.
Goes without saying.
We don't do that whole, like, okay, I love you huggy thing. We don't have that. That's not us.
No. We're more
a little bit like bitchin' bourbon. Yeah. You ready to bitchin' bourbon?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. That's brilliant, because we're talking about kids that swear. We should open it and be like, who wants to bitch in bourbon?
Well, right.
Gather round, children.
All the kids are fitting into that one very nicely.
Morning.
Yeah. All right.
Is it
cheers.
Afternoon? It's technically afternoon. Try the lug.
I don't even know what time it is.
Time for bitching and bourbon.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh wee. What in that whistle?
Thought you named it a beak.
What in the beak? I like to mix it up.
Well, at the end of the day.
Oh, no, don't even go there. I said that. And
it's a beak, remember? Because it's like the mom that can nag and like grab the, I've been doing so much of that. I put my fingers right there just to like let them know that like if they get
like
out of
you mean business.
That, like
yeah.
my finger is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pay attention.
I did that to one of my boys recently.
Yeah.
My youngest
that
boy.
Little claw?
I did the claw on his arm so hard.
Oh, you recently. Actually enacted it, activated it.
Hell yeah. He was being he was completely out of control.
They stopped talking if you did that fingernail.
He acted like I just physically abused him, like the worst child abuse that has ever happened. I'm like, oh,
that's because
boy.
They don't ever
these
get
kids
even
never got
touched
switched.
Or breathed.
They never got switched. So
they call it a willow tree.
So I dig my finger into you after you've screamed at me for the last 45 minutes about adding more screen time to your Xbox, and you're crying now because you think I'm the worst mom ever?
Because I got a fingernail.
God, that's what it was. It was like a little fingernail indent into his arm, and you would think that he was like, I'm going to call
Child Protective Services. They do more damage to each other all the time.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Oh, let's not even talk about like the parent abuse.
We're not going to. That's
screw
a different
child
show.
Abuse.
We're talking about kids that swear.
Okay.
But give me one of your WTFs first. Do you have something? I know we have a whole bunch that we're going to like compile together, but.
Well.
We're not on that page.
No.
We're not on that. That's the next show.
Well, no, I know. But I'm just trying to think of what my WTF is for the day. I don't really know. I mean,
Have you had a normal day so far today?
So. Yes and no. I mean, I guess my WTF for this morning was I had to bring my daughter to a doctor's appointment this morning before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, before you go into the doctor's office, they want you to call from the parking lot.
To say that you're there.
To say that you're there.
You know, I don't think I can do all the rules in this world anymore. I'm just going to become a hermit.
There's
I don't
too
know
many steps.
How to follow all of the rules.
No. So when I got there, and I guess this would be a really good WTF now that I think about it, because it was really, really frustrating. So when I got there, and my daughter and I drove separately because I was going to leave to come here before her appointment was over. So
right.
She needed me, the office needed me to fill out all this paperwork before we got in there.
Like the COVID paperwork?
The COVID paperwork and a consent for treatment.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't have emailed that to me last night or when I made the appointment 2 weeks ago or I don't know what. But so when we arrived, there's like a big poster in the window that said, you know, call this number when you arrive. So I call the number and they're like, oh, well, you know, you stay in the parking lot and you please fill out all these consent forms and COVID paperwork.
Electronically?
And I said, well, how? Because I only have my phone. I'm in the parking lot.
Bring me a clipboard and a can of Lysol.
No, they weren't doing that. So she said, I'm going to text you the
form. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes. I'm going to text you all the forms. And then
you sit there and go cross-eyed and figure it out.
And I said, well, can I fill it out from my phone? And she's like, well, yeah, that's fine. Okay, fine. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I go back to my car because it's like 90-something degrees today, right?
Yes.
Not in here right
now.
Not
in here.
But, you know, I don't know. That's why we're
in here.
Right. But, you know, I don't do well. I'm 91 degrees at all times anyway.
I know.
Well.
It's because you used to eat paste, but it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's the COVID world. You want to eat some glue? I'll bring you some to the next show. Everything's fine.
That was in 1979.
I don't care.
Like, get over it.
Wait, remember that super stinky, like clear glue? Remember how bad that used to smell?
Oh,
it used to be so toxic, like turpentine. Remember that?
And here we are alive.
Well,
anyway, no, the Elmer's glue is way better than that.
Well, it's tastier.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about that stink ass clear one that would like turn into the rubber balls.
I didn't eat that.
Well, I know
I just did my sensory stuff with that. I just made my sensory balls.
Hyperhidrosis.
Well, that could be the cause. We'll never know. I probably had a lead crib too. I don't know. But, so I'm getting ready to go into this appointment.
Paint chip breaks? Yeah. Awesome.
I probably would have eaten that too.
Yum.
And so I'm sitting in my car and I'm not getting a text. I'm not getting a text. I'm not getting it. It's like 10 minutes goes by and I still don't have the forms texted to me. So then I thought, well, maybe, did she say email? Whatever. So I go check my email. Nothing. So I call back and she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to send those.
You forgot, Karen?
Mm-hmm. So I sat out there.
There are too many rules in this world right now. You can't forget.
No. So she just said, come on in and I'll bring your daughter in and I'll have you just fill them out on the iPad in the waiting room.
Fun.
Fine. So we go in there. Now, my daughter is walking in and she's got her shirt up like this.
Right.
And
not acceptable.
You know, and I'm like, as I'm walking in the door, I put my mask on. I mean, there's a big poster with put your mask on before you walk into this facility. And I kept asking her beforehand, you have your mask, right?
And she's like, yeah. So I'm thinking it's in her pocket, in the pants that I can't, or the shorts that I can't see, sure. covered over mm-hmm. with the big giant Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt.
Right.
So
I'll let her borrow my Anthony Kiedis book. She'll like that.
She'll like it. Well, I'd like to ask her if she knows one song. She probably just bought that damn
t-shirt. Well, she knew all
t-shirt.
The Sublime songs.
Well, all right, fine. I'll give her that. She probably knows. Whatever. I'm annoyed with her right now. Can't you tell? So she just has her t-shirt over her face. And I said, what are you doing?
It's a mask.
And she said, well, I'm covering my face.
Right.
And I said, well, the hell you are. I said, get a mask on. And I had like 4 masks in my bag. So she's like, this is my mask. It's fine. I'm covering my face. It's doing the same thing that your mask is doing. And I'm like screaming at her through my mask. I'm like, put your mask on. And she's like, no, this is my mask. And I'm like, okay. She's arguing with me.
Did the lady say something?
We were still outside.
Oh.
So she says to me, no, I know we're talking about kids swearing, but even just the back talk in general, in addition to the swearing, like the back talk.
I put them in 2 different categories.
You do. Okay. So she goes, would you just shut up and stop yelling at me in public?
That I don't accept.
No. No.
I don't accept the name calling or the disrespect. You want to be like, fuck this mask. Fine. Say that.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Dare compromise. No. You have to be respectful and not call names. But if you want to be like, fucking mask, fine. I don't care. It is
a
fucking mask.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
At all? Mm-hmm. You don't let them swear?
Mm-mm.
They just don't do it in front of you.
Oh, I'm sure they swear all the time.
But they respect the fact that you don't want it done in front of you?
Correct.
Good.
I mean,
parenting win.
Don't get me wrong. She has sworn in front of me a million times, but not until like, you know, she's almost 18. She's going to be 18 next month.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't start swearing in front of me until recently.
Oh.
So I do not like when my kids swear. I don't care if you're calling somebody a name or
I
if
don't
you're
do
just,
the name calling.
Well, or if you say fucking mask, I don't like that either. I don't think you don't need to say that. You can just say this stupid mask or I don't like hearing those words come out of my kids' mouths.
Yeah.
So
wait,
I don't do it.
Is it F word specific that you don't want them to say? Or you just don't want foul language?
No, I don't like the foul language from my kids at all, period. I think it's
period.
I think
no
it's,
tampon.
Oh.
That version.
Yeah.
Remember when that was the
yes.
thing?
Oh, well, your girls have all these.
They're weird.
See, my kids
weird.
Don't.
They know all this weird bullshit phrasing that's like Valley Girl, but not. But none of it makes any sense. I'm like, why does my Netflix thing say period no
tampon? Oh, yeah, that thing. No, that got me so confused.
It's
that
very
day.
Confusing.
Yeah. So she had her thing on, and I go, well, can you read the poster? It says you cannot enter unless you have a mask on. This is not a mask.
Well, if she put a couple rubber bands or something.
No. So I dug in my bag. I got her a mask. I gave it to her. She wouldn't even put the ear loops on.
She just held it there?
She sat in the waiting room like this.
So
I couldn't even look at her. I was going to kill her.
Goddamn Oak Brook the other day, which will be one of my WTFs later. And one of those ear loop thingies broke on MKs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, we were 5 minutes from
and
leaving.
That sucks because you can't fix it if it's on
broken.
Those disposable ones. Yeah.
We were 5 minutes from leaving and I'm like, well, just hold it there. Nobody cares. They care.
They care.
They care. The woman in Crate and Barrel's like, do you need a new mask on? I'm like, she's fine. Really? So we can pay for 3 minutes and then leave this goddamn mall?
Mm-hmm. Well,
no.
Were they providing masks
of
for
course,
the customers?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Oh my God.
Well, I just, yeah.
Human error. It broke. Hold it on your face for the next 30 seconds while I pay for these whiskey glasses for more bourbon because we live in a masked world now. God damn it. This is the swearing episode.
Well, hey, I swear all day long.
Well, I know.
You know, but I don't yell at my kids and swear all the time. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I have. But it's not our just our common like dialogue
well,
that we
no.
have in my family.
You're not.
I just don't like when kids walk around swearing. I think it's gross.
The other day, Hazy was listening to whatever song. What is it? Swish, swish, bish, or I don't know. Whatever.
Never heard of it.
Can you turn on swish, swish? I'm like, Sure. What is that?
It's called Swish,
I don't
bitch.
Know. What? I don't know. So there's some line in there or something where it says shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so my two well-behaved children don't like to swear. They just don't mm-hmm. on their own merit. Because I've given them permission.
Well, good. The one is like six.
But but when FK was a little kid, she totally swore.
And you just allowed it.
Yeah, because I decided that wasn't the thing that I was like as a parent. Well, that was part of what I was going to talk about. When you were pregnant for the first time ever, like about to become a mom, did you have the discussion with yourself or with Jimmy and say, okay, we're going to swear in front of the kids or not? Because I was in a mom's group where a cohort group of like, we were pregnant together and then met again once we had our nurslings. So this was a point of discussion. Like, did you decide when you were pregnant if you were going to swear or not in front of your kid? Because, you know, it's this whole thing of like, it starts when they're in utero and you put the headphones on the belly and, you know, play them the classical music and then you read to them and blah, blah, blah. Do you also swear in front of them? Yes or no? Yes. No?
I didn't do the headphones. I didn't read my kids' stories while they were in there.
They're illiterate and polite then.
I wasn't as woo-woo as you.
Oh my God, Michael Gold is going to love you for that shit. He gets so mad when I'm woo-woo.
Well, I mean, you're a little better now.
Thank you. Yes, I was very woo-woo.
I went through my moments.
I'm sorry, I'm a home birther. That's what woo-woos do or that, whatever. They go together.
But then you have freedom and all this
freedom, peace, anarchy,
and all this shit in your house. And so when your kids swear, then you can't get mad.
Well, okay, so maybe that went along with it, right? Maybe it's a woo-woo thing to let your kids swear. We'll have to ask Michael.
I don't know.
I bet you he'll say it is. The woo-woo
is
let
I just don't like hearing those words coming out of my kids' mouths. I think it's rude. And then they probably go and speak like that at their friends' houses, right? And maybe it's not okay in other people's homes.
No, I don't think they do that.
No.
Well, so Hazel was like, can I say shit? I'm like, yeah, it's fine, especially in the context of a song. And she's like, yes, now I can sing the song properly and whatever lyric and shit. Like, you are that cool, Hazel. It's fine.
I like that part about
it.
Like,
the name calling, I will put my fingernails in your arm for.
Yeah, because yes.
But the other, I don't care about
bitch.
The other.
No, you
I don't. No, like, oh, you want to call me bitch? Watch me ruin your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular, like if it's in a song.
What if you make dinner for your child and instead of saying, I don't like this, can I make something else? They're like, this tastes like shit. I mean,
no.
You don't find that to
no,
be rude?
No, because I do. I don't allow the disrespect. Oh.
You just allow swearing in general. You don't link the two together? Because usually when you're swearing, you're not, I mean, unless you're like, yeah, this is the shit.
I don't have a rule about it. Now, remember, my 13-year-old doesn't even want to swear
mm-hmm.
because she just, that's not who she is.
So when you're almost 16-year-old swears, is she doing it in a, like, positively?
She's doing it in a really generic way.
Because like, typically when you're swearing, you're talking about things, like, in a bad way.
She does it like she is just exercising her right to use that kind of language in a way. Like, if she'll... Well, when we're driving together, she swears a lot, but she has to work on that because she's kind of an angry driver. Like if she drops something or can't find what she's looking for. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That bothers you too?
Yeah.
It does?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Oh. Well, when did you become Maria Von Trapp, huh?
I never have been. It's just one of my things.
Is it really?
It's always been one of my things.
That's funny.
Now, when my kids were toddlers, if they swore... Just because they use it in
then
context.
Then you thought it was funny.
I laughed my ass off.
Of course you did. But now you're like, be respectful.
Like,
Mama Von Trapp doesn't want to hear shit from you.
When I was in Starbucks one time when Christian was, I don't know, 18 months or something, and he was just learning to talk or whatever. So I have him on my hip, and I'm in line at Starbucks.
With others? Did you have the other kids with you?
Oh, yeah. They were all there. But I had him, they were all probably just tearing up Starbucks while I was at the counter with the youngest one. And Christian was wearing a little t-shirt and had like a dump truck on it. And the lady at Starbucks was like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. What is that on your shirt? I love your shirt. And he said, dumb fuck.
Wait, I think he told me this because
he couldn't say dump truck. So he's like, dumb fuck. And the lady was like, oh. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
My kids don't actually swear.
I know.
Mind.
But no, stuff like that, like, would make me roll.
Well,
but
of course.
But
he didn't mean it.
No, he didn't mean it. But
if he got old enough that he was like, dumb fuck, then you would have been mad.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I don't like hearing my kids swear at all. You know, last night, my 15-year-old son had like 12 of his friends over
to
play poker.
Well, you're the one that got the posh basement, so don't even roll your eyes at me.
I'm not rolling. He asked me and he said, can I have some friends over tonight to play poker? I'm like, fine, whatever.
So, mask on up.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Over that.
We're allowed 50 or something normal. Or
yeah. So his friends all come over, and the language that you hear in, like, I was upstairs in the kitchen.
The foul language?
Oh, my God.
Did you go down?
No.
So you do let them swear.
No. I'm not going to go down to a bunch of high schoolers.
I know, they're scary.
And no, but it's not.
I think they're scary.
No, I love them. They're a great group of kids. I know all their parents, except for one. That would be my WTF for this episode. But aside from that, the language and the music they were listening to, and then they're playing poker, and they're, oh, fuck you, bitch. You blah, blah, blah. You know, and they're calling each other, you know, names.
And what'd you do?
I was upstairs. I was just like,
So you did nothing?
I did
because
nothing.
Because it wasn't in front of you?
No, it was making me cringe, but it's not like he's saying it to me or he's in front of me. Like, it's him and his friends down there. I'm not going to go correct a bunch of almost 16-year-old boys' language. That's just what they do.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not saying that you should. I'm prying because I'm curious as to, like, what exactly your boundaries are.
I don't like when they swear in front of me. I'm not so naive as to think my kids don't swear. Of course they do.
Of course they do.
I've heard them all swear at one point.
But you're not going to go down and be like, don't do that in my house.
No. Never.
I would make fun of
you. If it got out of control and I had, you know, there was one time where my high schoolers had a bunch of their friends over, and then my, at the time, 10 or 11-year-old.
I remember that.
And I didn't think that was cool at all because, you know, I'm like, you don't need to be talking like this in front of these little kids.
Right. Okay, that I'm not okay with.
Mm-hmm.
When the oldest teaches the little one her, I don't know what those things are that they, it's not just the swear words, it's the way she puts them together and the awful things that she says, like her from lyrics and.
Right, right. Well,
that,
that's typically where they get it from.
That
right?
I'm not okay with. But I have a shirt that says, you know, everybody's like, oh, happy birthday. I love you to the moon and back. One day I was just like, you know what? Fuck.
That is that. Another phrase I can't
it
do.
It goes the without moon and back. Saying mm-hmm. that we all love you to the moon and back. So I made a shirt with my friend that says, fuck you to the moon and back. So
brilliant.
So I was wearing my fuck you to the moon shirt.
Like on a Tuesday morning?
Yes.
Okay, of course you
were.
Well,
it's a pajama shirt because I don't think it's, I'm not going to wear it out in public.
Oh, I thought maybe you took your kid shopping wearing it or something.
No, but I had it on in my kitchen and Hazel had her little friend over and she's standing in front of me and she's like.
I love it. Whoops.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and now you're that mom where that little girl went home and said,
well, when I saw
Mrs.
Hazel's
Dodson
face,
had
I
a shirt
like,
on that said
I covered
word.
It just said. So I asked her later, I'm like, I'm sorry, was my shirt embarrassing? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
This Two Moms and a Mic episode is sponsored by Usual Wines. Usual Wines is a practical and healthier concept for the modern wine drinker. Each individual bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of your favorite wine. No more pouring wine down the drain when you don't finish the bottle because the single serve format and bottle design, Usual Wines are always fresh. No more flat bubbly or stale rosé. Usual Wines are made from world-class AVA's American viticultural areas in California, such as Napa Valley and Sonoma. They are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. They are all low carb and actually have 0 grams of sugar. Did you know that in the U.S. there are over 60 additives allowed by law to be used in winemaking? Usual doesn't use any chemical or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wine. They are truly a clean wine brand. And best of all, their flavors are not compromised. Usual Wines has an amazing red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine. They also have a limited production of Brut Rosé just for summer. I just received my first shipment of Usual Wines. I chose the mixed pack so that I could try all of them. I could not believe how fast my shipment arrived just 2 days after my online order. I was so pleasantly surprised by the exceptional taste of these wines. I have to admit, I predicted that the taste would be a bit compromised with the zero sugar and zero additives, but I was so wrong. The red blend was the perfect balance of fruit, age, and oak. The rosé was a delicious, crisp flavor with hints of strawberry, rose petal, and rhubarb. Who would not want to enjoy a delicious glass of wine knowing it is much a healthier option for you? Go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our special promo code 2MOMS in all caps for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us.
Yeah, and then that mom is like, yeah, you're not allowed to go over to the Dodsons anymore.
Well, fine. I have too many of them anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, I think that there's different boundaries with that. If I'm having a conversation with my kid, like one time I was having sort of a heated discussion with my daughter, and she said something to me like, you say that shit to me all the time. And I was like, if you're going to start going there, like talking to me and swearing at me and like, I'm not even going to talk to you right now. I don't engage in conversation like that where my kids are swearing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
There's a level of respect where they need to not bring that in. But I do have a big double standard about it. Because if I'm upset, I am fully going to talk to you like that. And I've even said to them, when I'm like, don't say that to me right now. Don't say that what I'm saying to you is shit. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I get really crass and I'm like, did you push a kid out of your vagina? No. I'm like, then you don't get to swear. It's a privilege.
No opinion.
It is a privilege that you get when you have
you like that one, Bill?
Kid. Well, no, and I'm never going to. I'm going to adopt, and I hate kids. I'm going to fuck that.
Oh, all
well,
my kids are going to adopt, too.
I hate kids. I'm just going to adopt, and you
and
know
And then
what?
I'll hate my adopted kids? I hate kids. I'm just going to adopt them.
You're so beautiful and logical.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
They make no fucking sense.
They don't have to. They're stupid kids.
Sometimes I'm like, but, you know, I'm an adult. I'm allowed
well,
to swear. You're not.
Right.
Like, but I'm up raised, here. You're not. You are way
I
down
was
here.
Raised
We're
that
not
way.
Equal.
My dad had the worst mouth on him. He would just go for it. And we were not allowed to say one swear word. Mm. Not one.
Yeah.
There was a hard line drawn.
So my dad was completely the opposite. So my dad would say like, oh, you're such a little shit.
Rascal.
And stuff like that. No. He would swear like, oh, stop being such a shit or whatever.
Oh.
I had never heard my dad say the F word. Not once in my life.
Well, people have their own thoughts about that word in specific, though.
I had never heard my dad say, bitch.
Only shit, huh?
Shit all day long.
No goddamn.
Goddamn all the time.
My dad would throw the goddamn around like nobody's
business.
Oh,
no, my dad was, but those two words in particular, I never
God
ever
damn
heard
shit.
My dad say.
It feels
say.
Good to say, doesn't it?
Like, oh, you're being such a little shit right now. So that's fine, but as I got older, I realized, I'm like, I said to my sisters one time, I'm like, have you ever heard dad say that F word? And they're like, you know what? No. My mom on
Did
the other
Did you ask
hand?
Him? Is it a thing? Did you ever bring it up?
I don't think we ever talked about it until after my dad passed away.
Oh.
You know?
Well, now you get to infer what you think is his reason was. And
I'm sure he said it all the time. I grew up, my,
Maybe
dad, was
not.
In, my dad was in a band my whole life too. Like, I'm sure he
Maybe
wasn't
he was
like
the
this.
Purest of the band. That only said shit.
Possible. But it was just weird because I just said that to my sisters one day. I thought about it. I'm like, huh. And they're like, yeah, you're right. I've never heard him say that.
Hmm.
But I didn't either. My mom would get mad and she would, you know, swear every once in a while. But as kids, we didn't, like, that was just a line we didn't cross. We just didn't swear in front of our parents. Definitely swore all the time while hanging out with friends, but never in front of my parents. I think you're not the norm in that category.
Really?
By letting your kids swear all the time in front of you.
Wait till I ask all the woo-woos and see what they say.
Well, I mean, you're in that group. So I'm saying maybe that little group of woo-woos.
The woo-woos let their kids. That might be a thing.
Yeah.
Did you do that thing when you were like I think I was in sixth grade, where my friend and I realized that, like, if I said shh and she said it, and we said it like, was it Sesame Street where they slowly like teach you the word and they put the sounds together?
Oh, yeah.
Then, you know, you sit there like completely mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
And then the second the word comes together, you're like, oh, shit.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Your kids did that?
No, I did when I was a
kid. Oh, you did it.
I was like, shh. And then she would say it and we thought we were hilarious.
Oh.
Because it was like the thing that you weren't allowed to do.
Yeah. So I wonder how, if you grew up like that, and your dad swore so much, but you were never allowed to ever say it in front of your parents. Like, what made you, is that what made you feel so differently when you became a mom? Like, you know what? I was never allowed to swear. So my kids just have the freedom to say whatever they want.
No, because I didn't grow up thinking like, man, if only I could swear.
Oh.
You know? I just don't care that much about it because I think I care more about the communication behind, well, like the way I say no name calling and make sure that you're respectful. Like I will punish somebody. I will really punish them if they call each other fat.
Oh, yeah.
Like climb all over you and have a lecture and a consequence.
I'd rather be called a bitch.
For sure.
Or, you know.
Or goddamn asshole.
Yeah, no, that's
whatever.
Nothing compared to being called
think,
like, yeah,
right.
Shaming. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I feel like the swearing is something that just like happens almost naturally, that's not, I don't want the hurtful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if the swearing was hurtful, then I would put a stop to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just
but don't.
But
you don't care.
I don't use it that way.
You don't care if your 10-year-old walks around and she stubs her toe and she's like, oh, fuck, god damn it, shit. And you're like, oh, I hope your toe's okay.
Like, it's like that really hurt.
I mean, is that how it goes down?
No, but you know what? I think by giving them permission, though, like Frankie doesn't swear that way.
Mm.
She'll say, like, she did write fuck on the wall once.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know what I did, though?
Were you
oh my
like,
God, did
that's
I ever
art.
Tell you this? No, I didn't say that's art. God.
Expression. She's just expressing herself.
She must
herself.
Have been frustrated. At least she didn't use permanent marker on the floor. No, I walked by the chalk wall one day and I just saw it on the bottom. It said fuck. And I'm like, oh, one of you goddamn motherfucking assholes wrote that on there. I knew it was Frank. So
oh
I was pissed though. I was mad.
So
I'm
they
like,
can
you
say it, but they can't write it?
You know what? I don't have a scripted rule about what they're supposed to do and not. Just make sure you are staying respectful.
I would be confused.
It's confusing.
I would walk around your house if I was a kid. I'd be like, fuck.
No. No.
Is it okay if I say that right now?
I haven't made it something that's like the biggest punishment thing. There
yeah.
are other things that are more punishable. I don't yeah. like it, but it's not a rule of mine. I'm not like, don't
say
the F word.
So did you both parent that way? Like both you and your husband, were you both feeling the same way? Or do you just rule the
rules? I made the rule about that.
Perfect. So he can just sit back like a little bitch?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think I ever told you this. When I saw that fuck was on the chalk wall, I knew it was her. Because Hazel was a baby that couldn't write.
Oh.
And the older ones had already done that. Like they've all done it one time.
They all
like,
write fuck on the chalkboard all the time.
Or yeah. on their wall. Or like, it's a world. They want to explore the word because, you know, oh my God, can I say that F word? But
so,
I knew.
So you walk into the Dodson home and there's just like random little girls' handwritings with the word fuck all over your walls.
A little bit.
Amazing.
I was so pissed, though, that she put that there because I'm like, at least put it in your diary or something. Like, that's private. I'm not going to tell you to not ever say the F word because there are moments where you just need to be like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to like use it like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's confusing. It's confusing. I was so pissed. I made her lick it off. Lick it. Not even like mom spit. I'm like, you go up to that and you figure it out. If you need to take a break, take a break. But you are going to lick that off the wall. It should be a hard effort. You don't put that out in
Wait,
public on my
I'm
wall.
I'm getting scared. You're going to come eat me right now because you're getting real close. You were mad. For someone that doesn't care about their kids swearing,
because
you lost your mind.
Right there at the back door. where some anyone that walks up to the, you know, in my neighborhood, it's all, you know,
welcome,
everybody's
fuck.
All over. Fuck.
Oh, I love it.
I made her lick it off. She was old enough.
Did she lick
was,
it?
Yeah, she like, was like 7 or 8. I'm like, you are old enough to know.
And she put her tongue on the chalk wall and licked it.
She didn't care. She's like, oh, yeah, I get to lick the chalk wall. This is fabulous.
Oh, see, I can't relate to this. I don't have kids. If I said to my kids, you wrote a bad word on the chalkboard, you need to lick it off. My kids would be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
They would just say no. Well,
I'm not doing that. Yeah. And I would be like, lick it off.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not going to lick it off.
If they were 7 or 8.
Not in a million years. You understand, I have the 4 resistant kids.
I know, your whole house is Occupy Resist.
Well, technically the third kid, but one of the twins, he's not resistant. He'll do whatever
is there. But there's a time where if you get mad enough, they'll just go, oh yeah, okay. Mommy's that mad. Mommy's swearing.
2 of my boys, yes. One of the twins and my daughter, not a chance in hell.
Okay, well, I have all daughters. So every now and then, does somebody need to lick swear words off of chalk? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Those
they're
two-
all girls. You know when you see someone in public and they're like, 4 daughters? I'm like, oh, yeah. And they're like,
I was the oldest of 4 daughters. I remember that.
And all your dad said was shit and goddamn.
My dad was an absolute saint.
Well, God bless him. I'm like, get your tongue out.
No, I was scared of my mom, but I was not scared of my dad. My dad was like, he was the man in the world that was supposed to have 4 daughters.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did find out the other day that I've somehow put this like fear into place with MK without like, I don't know how I did it, but she was going to sneak out on protest night. Did I already tell you this? And I was like, I didn't plan my look to her. I just turned and some look was there. I know you don't want me to say low key anymore, but.
Go ahead.
She's like,
I'll just pretend like I know what that means.
She's like, no, I'm not sneaking out. And she's like, low key, I know that if I snuck out of this house that you would find me and drag me back home. And I'm a little bit afraid of you. I'm like, you are. Of course you are.
I mean, am definitely great, a queen now. Yeah.
Well, because I mean,
straighten your crown.
She's about to
you
drive.
Scared her.
She should be like this much afraid of me. Like my mom will hunt me down. I can't do that. That's right. You can swear all day long, but I will hunt you down if you sneak out for a protest.
Mm-hmm.
Low key.
Well, you can't really compare the two. Those are 2 totally different things.
Fear and swearing.
Yeah.
Well, they're not afraid to swear.
Well, your kids aren't.
Let me just write fuck on the wall right here real fast. Mom won't care. I didn't care that much, to be honest. I really don't care that much about it.
Yeah. I don't know why I do. I don't know. I just have that thing. I just, when I hear a word coming out of my kids' mouths, like, and really it's for no reason most of the time. It's
so
just swearing to swear.
Do they say fuck you to each other, though, when they're in a fight? When they're in a big fight where they're, like, really hurt and upset? Will they say to each other, like, fuck you?
So when things were at a very high intensity level for a couple years between my twins, there were a couple of really huge brawls where I heard that. Now, Aiden, he's my child that goes to school in New Hampshire right now, but sweetest kid and very, very respectful. And I can honestly tell you, I have never heard that child swear, ever. And he's almost 16. He's going to be 16 in a couple weeks. I've never heard him swear.
Wow.
Ever. Chase, though, has a temper on him. And he's the sweetest kid, too. But if you wrong him in any way, or if you just dig at him so much that he just loses his shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's no going back.
And then is he swearing?
And then he's swearing.
And name calling?
Oh, I think one day he didn't know that I was home. Like I had just walked in the door.
Yeah,
he's and when I walked in the door, the boys were brawling. I mean, like I thought stuff was breaking. I thought things were coming off the walls. I mean, it was a brawl. These two boys were like 14 at the time. And they're both strong, big kids, you know? I mean, they were like brawling. And I just heard, fuck you, you're fucking crazy. And like all this stuff just coming out of Chase's mouth.
Yeah.
And Aiden is like, dude, you're insane. Get out of my room. You're insane. And keeping it like even keel. And Chase is just like losing his mind.
That probably just made him more mad.
He didn't realize that I was home.
Right. Did he feel bad?
And so later on, I mean, he was too heated when I first saw him.
Yeah.
He was too fired up. I mean, he was just like smoke was coming out of his ears. Aiden knows how to like pick behind closed doors, though, to like make someone
well,
crazy.
Nobody has a fit where they're like, fuck you out of nowhere.
No.
Maybe now in the masked world, people do.
But yeah.
Not in the old world.
Yeah. But so when they would get into fights like that, and then, you know, a lot of people don't understand a twin dynamic, me included. I'm not a twin. But I have twins and I've seen it my whole life that I've been a mother to twins. I've seen this dynamic and how they're fraternal and they're extremely different, even though they're both boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one looks like me, one looks like my husband.
I know, they are so different.
One's right-handed, one's left-handed. I mean, they're just complete opposites in every way. One's blonde, one has brown hair. Some people would be like, oh, I didn't even know they were neighbors.
One swears, like, one doesn't.
Yeah, one swears, one doesn't. They're totally different kids.
So is one of your wins or your win that, I guess that's your win, that you have obviously made it clear that you don't want to be sworn in front of,
mm-hmm.
that he felt bad that you heard.
Yeah, he apologized.
And that behavior in general, like where they respect that, that that's your wish. That they
he
don't
apologized.
Swear
he said, I didn't know you were home. And I said, you know, I don't care if I'm home or not. I don't like you speaking like that because the little one is home. The other one is home.
So if they were all older, it'd be okay?
I don't think it's necessarily okay to like react that way.
If they were all young adults, would you still be like, I know you're all in your 20s and that you all, you know, drink and swear.
Oh, no.
But in front of your mother, please. Like, is that going to be you? Please, not in front of your mother.
I'm afraid I just might be.
I think you might.
Yeah.
It suits you.
I don't like hearing my kids swear. I don't know why. I just don't know why. If, you know, my daughter's almost 18 and when she said shit, like you say that shit to me all the time, that shouldn't have been that big of a deal.
So if
but
she
for
was
me,
like,
I was like, why are you swearing at me? And she's like, I'm not swearing at you. I'm just saying it as a general statement.
Right, right.
I said, I don't care. I don't like it.
Well, cheers to us having something not in common.
I know. We couldn't be
Fuck
more different
yeah.
in that way. This was great.
Kudos.
Cheers.
That was a good one.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.